This is the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, featuring great singers and performers from your part of the world. The Herb Day Artist Showcase is sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High Street in Hillsboro. And now, Herb Day's Artist Showcase.
All right, today on Showcase, I'm talking with Glenn Bowles. Glenn is a multi-talented singer-entertainer, and for over a quarter century was one of the front men for the nation's number one rock and roll review, The Vandells. Glenn Bowles, how are you, my friend?
I am good. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you, especially good. Now that I'm talking with you. I'm such a big fan. Of course, you're a nice guy, but, I mean, you two are also, you're an Elvis fan. You made your living for a long time doing the Elvis thing, didn't you?
I did. My act officially got started 9 months after Elvis's passing in 78.
Right.
And at that time I was, I had my first job as a ride operator at Americana Amusement Park. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Yeah, because I grew up in Middletown, Ohio, so really all my siblings, that was their first job, is working at the amusement park there,
right.
When it was La Torcha Lake and then Americana. I actually worked at the final, as a ride operator, I worked there the last year that they were called La Torcha Lake, and the very first year that they were called Americana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the year that I started singing there as well. So.
My gosh, you know, time goes by very quickly, doesn't it? That seems like yesterday.
It really does. I mean, my time at the Vandells is like, I can't believe it was 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe it was 25 years.
Wow. Man,
and that was fun. And I've been away from for 5 years.
Has it been 5 years?
I left in 2015, so that doesn't seem like that either.
Well, I know. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to, pursue a different avenue. I mean, is 25 years really enough time on the road?
Well, when you also added up with the years that I was on the road before I got with them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, because for me really being on the road, you know, it was, you know, at its peak was certainly with the Vandells,
because sure,
it was just
sure.
A constant, you know, and but I mean, I had traveled throughout the U.S. and Canada with my act, the 12 years prior.
Yeah. Now tell me about that. I got you sidetracked a little bit. You were talking about. You started your show the year after, a few months after Elvis passed. So take me from there.
Well, I'll try to make it as short as possible, but basically I auditioned for the entertainment director there at that time. And there's a long story with that too, but they... I just kind of approached them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, Elvis hadn't passed that long before that. So it was, it was a hot topic.
Right.
So, and I had never, you know, performed in front of people before, but, I felt the gumption to do it because, after his death, I saw so many, guys doing it that I felt were, doing more harm than good to his memory.
Yeah, yeah.
And that infuriated me as a fan. And I had already, you know, been singing and stuff like that and pretending as a child, you know, because I was only 15 when I started on stage.
Yeah.
I'd say about 5 years prior to that, after I'd first seen him when I was 10, I saw Elvis three times.
In person.
When I was 10, I got to see him in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And he was already a superhero to me, but when I actually saw him, those shows changed my life. I
sure.
mean, I didn't realize it at the time that they were going to do that, but that and a series of other events, I kind of evolved into having an Elvis act, because I would go in my room and pretend, as kids do, but I would just pretend to be Elvis, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was, you know, very precise about it and all that kind of thing. And I, you know, I really tried to get the voice down and do the whole thing.
Right.
And so by the time that he passed and everything, and I saw all these, and I had never heard of an Elvis impersonator, you know, because there wasn't such a thing, or if there was, I'd never heard of it.
Right.
And it was only just before he passed that I'd ever even heard of that being done.
Mm-hmm.
And so after he was gone, I saw they were coming out of the woodworks, these guys. And everybody I saw, I was just, or most everybody I saw, I want to say everybody, I was not pleased with what I was seeing. And as a fan, it really made me upset. And my sister finally, I guess, got tired of me, you know, complaining about it. she just said something like, you know, well, you know, you know what is supposed to be done, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
And so I hadn't even thought about it before that, but I was like, well, okay, let me think about that now. But when I made the decision to do it, it was my intent to be the guy that I was wanting to see when I went to these shows.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to see somebody that really, really represented Elvis in every way, as close as possible.
Sure.
To the way it really was. And I didn't have the resources that people today that start in that field do. I mean, now you can just bring up all kinds of video and audio and stuff of Elvis in a moment's notice on the internet now, and see things that I would have loved to have had access to at
Absolutely.
That time.
Yes.
But I just had to go by memory of seeing him the three times and seeing him on television and all of those things to go by. And but I was, you know, able to do that. But anyway, so they auditioned me, and I ended up doing like weekend shows there at the park throughout that summer.
Uh-huh.
And with the house band that was there, and we did about five songs. You know, it was
right.
part of a kind of a package type show that they would do. The band would do some things, and they would, and then I'd come out and finish the show as Elvis.
Uh-huh.
But I actually still worked my ride. All day. Yeah, so I was still the ride operator all day, and they would you know, relieve me from that duty about a half hour or so before I'd have to do the show.
Yeah.
I'd get up, do the Elvis thing, and I'd go right back to the ride again until the end of the night. So
did you ever wonder
first,
if
that was my first bit, you know?
Did you ever wonder if Elvis
like $10 a show, you know? And I was like, well, this is great. It was a lot of fun. But, and even after that was over with, I was like, well, that was fun. You know, I didn't really pursue it after that. I just thought, well, that was kind of neat. And then the following winter, Opryland was coming to town and was going to audition. And I thought, well, that would be fun to do. And I was approached by some musicians at my school, and they were all going to try to audition. And the guy had an idea. He said, why don't we, as a showcase for all of us, work up a couple Elvis songs, and you do your Elvis thing, and then we can showcase ourselves, you know, playing.
Uh-huh.
And then if they want to split us up, you know, into different, you know, shows that they have, they can do that, but we'd all be able to be featured.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that sounds cool. So we went ahead and did that. But then, and we rehearsed like for a couple of days. And then for the next day, on the day that it was actually going to happen, we had that terrible, terrible blizzard that year.
Right.
And so the blizzard came and they canceled it.
Oh, no.
So So it didn't happen, and I went over to the guitar player's house that you know he was the one that had approached me originally about, and we sat around and were like going, oh man, what a shame, we had it all worked out and everything. And he said, and we were just saying, man, it really sounded good too. It sounded really good, you know. And he goes, have you thought about maybe we could just do this? You know, why don't we just do this? I mean, right. We sounded really good and we aren't doing anything. You know, it's like, you know, let's make an act out of it and just do it. And I said, okay. So that was when it kind of really started. And it took off, you know, pretty quick. And that particular grouping of people, that group, lasted not quite a year. But it made a big impression vocally. But from that, I got the bug, really, I guess, you know, and continued to pursue it at that point. And it just went on and on from there. It was interesting. Our first rehearsal, because we rehearsed that day, for an official rehearsal for the actual band, and it ended up being Elvis's birthday that day.
Oh, is that right?
It was Elvis's birthday when that happened. I was like, well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So that was the official first rehearsal, was on his birthday. So we, so from there, it just took off for me, and I formed my own band and we started traveling with it. And by the time I was 18, I played Vegas twice.
Man.
So it just really, really took off fast.
Where did Believe What You Say come from?
Well, you know, that was my first recording with the Vandals. Mm-hmm. That was a solo song for me. So that was like 1990. So going back a few years, but I had just finished my first summer tour with the guys, and we went into the studio, I believe it was that fall, and started recording an album. And so that was one of the first songs that I worked up with the band as a solo song for myself. And it's a Ricky Nelson tune, and it's got a little more of an edge to it.
I was going to say Ricky Nelson did not sound like that.
Yeah, it's got a little more. The arrangement's got a little more of an edge to it.
I love it.
It was based off of an actual live version that Ricky Nelson did. So we based it off of that. But when we worked it up with the band, it became had a little more of an edge to it than even his recording of it, or his live version of it. But I thought it turned out kind of nice, and we put, you know, the backups on it that were kind of very Jordan Air type,
yeah,
and things of that nature. But I thought it was a pretty cool song, so that was my first one with the guys. So.
Well, here's Glenn Bowles, and I Believe What You Say.
Say when you say it, don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say it, don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe. You believe.
You believe.
I believe.
I believe
it, pretty baby. I believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, you don't rock it slow. Just can't rock no more.
Hi, this is Stephanie and the Knight for Warren Furniture in Hillsborough. If you're not loving your home as much as you used to, then maybe it's time for a home makeover with stylish furniture and furnishings from Warren Furniture. Select from brand names like Lazy Boy, Sealy, and more. Feel better about your home, your living space, and your surroundings with the furniture you deserve from Warren Furniture. Warren Furniture, located at 1583 North High in Hillsborough.
All right, we're back talking with Glenn Bowles. Glenn, you actually won a talent contest. I guess it was an Elvis sound-alike competition, didn't you?
It was in the very first worldwide. It was really the very first contest I ever even know of this type.
Mm-hmm.
But in Memphis, that was the it was a worldwide contest for Elvis acts, and I won that and became the very first world champion Elvis.
Now that's impressive.
Impersonator. And so,
how did that feel?
It was pretty cool.
I'm sorry, it was.
It was funny because it came about, I had approached the guy that started it a couple of years earlier just about playing his club in Memphis.
Uh-huh.
And that never transpired. But when he started this thing, when he, was going to do this, he let me know about it. And we actually even talked about it when I met him the first time. He was thinking about doing something like that.
Right.
And so he remembered me and he called me. And you had to, submit it officially and send them like an audition type thing and all these things. And they picked who was going to be in it. But it was a lot of guys in it. And I went and I still was unsure whether I really wanted to do it because at that time I didn't like getting involved in these things where it was like multiple Elvis type things because it just seemed kind of circusy to me,
mm-hmm.
and disrespectful in some ways.
I've
softened that over the years, but it's become a totally different thing now. I think it's much more sincere than it used to be.
Psychologically, what does it do to you when you're doing a person, like Elvis, all the time? Psychologically, how does that affect you?
Well, I knew that I wasn't Elvis. It wasn't that. I learned to sing by singing Elvis songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was extremely natural for me, and I made sure that I was comfortable enough with my performance before I ever took it on stage that what I did was second nature.
Right.
So that, that's just what I knew. So it was harder for me to get away from it than it was. And I can fall into Elvis very easily. It's just second nature. It's just that's the way I worked it.
I'm excited about this next song. You just gave it to me not too long ago, but tell me about it.
Well, I did a my most recent CD is Elvis Love Songs,
mm-hmm.
That I did, and it's been out about a year, and it's probably a good time to you can get it at shows and performances that I still do, but this is Love Letters. I bought one of my favorite Elvis ballads, and when I was wanting to do a song CD of Elvis love songs. That was like one of the first ones that came to mind for me.
What do you say we enjoy it right now? Glenn Bowles.
All right.
Love Letters. Love letters straight from your so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night.
kiss the name that you signed. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letter straight from your heart. Now I'm immortalized in every line. And I kiss the name that you signed.
Continue with Glenn Bowles, and Glenn, you still make appearances.
I'm going to be at the Goshen United Methodist Church on November 14th, which is a Saturday, mm-hmm. at 7 p.m., and I'll be doing my gospel program there. And in that, I take people through Elvis's gospel career,
right?
And talk about that aspect of Elvis that's not really talked about that often,
mm-hmm.
and talk about his love of gospel and his love of the Lord and how he was raised and what have you, and sing all songs that you would know of you know Elvis's gospel,
sure.
background, gospel career. And then I also give my own personal testimony during that as well. But that's going to be on Saturday the 14th at the Goshen United Methodist Church in Goshen,
mm-hmm.
Ohio, 7 o'clock. And then in December, if anyone wants to come out, I'm going to be with my friend Bill Kelly. I do shows with him fairly often. It'll be myself and him and probably a few of our other Elvis friends. But we'll be doing a show at Jim and Jack's in Cincinnati there, Jim and Jack's by the river,
mm-hmm.
On Saturday, December 5th. And it's going to be, you know, a lot of Christmas songs. So we're getting close to Christmas.
Sure.
So we'll be doing a lot of the Christmas songs. And I'll do a variety of Christmas songs, not just Elvis, but maybe some Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and some things of that nature as well. So a lot of fun. But there will be some Elvis mixed in as well.
You have a Facebook page. How can people keep track of what's happening with you, Glenn?
Yeah, if you just look me up on Facebook, I've got actually two Facebooks. I've got my personal one, which is just Glenn Bowles. But then I've got Glenn Bowles Music as well. And anything that I do, I share there so that you can keep up with what I'm doing. And also, if you want the CDs, that's also a good way to, you can, private message me through there about getting copies of the CDs, because I have a gospel CD, I have the love songs, and then I also sell the country demos that we spoke of that I did in Nashville. I have a CD of those.
Oh.
So.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Glenn and I could talk for hours and never get it all in, but we will visit with him again. Thank you so much for listening to Artist Showcase with our guest, Glenn Bowles.
You've been listening to the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High in Hillsboro. Herb Day's Artist Showcase is always on at www.herbdayradio.com.